Congressman Palazzo, who is the deputy Republican House Whip in the House of Representatives, has given out copies of the Holy Bible, it's King James Version, to all 535 members of Congress. They've also tried to get one to Barack Obama and to Joe Biden. And he says that our staffs provide us with policy memos, statistics, and recommendations that help us make informed decisions, said Congressman Palazzo in the note accompanying the Bibles. However, I find the best advice comes through meditating on God's word. Please find a copy of the Holy Bible to help guide you in your decision making. How come you haven't jumped all over Congressman Palazzo on this one, Dan Barker?
Well, maybe we are. I need to ask our attorneys what they're doing. We have five full-time attorneys, and we're dealing with hundreds of complaints. And this is a minor issue, actually, because, I mean, we would complain about the Bible. The Bible is probably the worst book he could give them for guidance for running this country. But it's not a legal problem.
Really? The worst? I don't know. How about Mein Kampf?
Yeah, the Bible's worse than Mein Kampf. It's even
Wait. I want to get you on record as saying this.
Yes.
You believe that the Bible is worse than Mein Kampf?
Yes, by at least an order of magnitude. The God of the Bible is this unjust, unforgiving, petty, jealous control freak who's vindictive, he's bloodthirsty, he's misogynistic and homophobic.
Okay, you don't think that
started,
this is
I just got started on the list.
I understand,
there, Michael.
But you don't think that you might be sounding a little bit extreme to say that the Bible is worse advice for congressmen than Mein Kampf?
Not in the least, and not even in the least.
We're making news right here. Dan Barker, let's rather than attacking the Bible, so given the fact that the Bible is so dangerous and so controversial and it's worse than Mein Kampf, I would imagine there'd be some organizations that would object if somebody was giving out Mein Kampf to every member of Congress.
Well,
how come you're not objecting to the Bible?
Well, we do object, but we can't object legally because it's an in-house thing. If he wants to pass out Grimm's fairy tales or whatever they want to do among themselves, the members of Congress have that freedom to mingle and share information. If he wants to pass out this horrible book, which is a really bad guideline for governance, he's free to do that. But I mean, this is kind of silly. I mean, who hasn't read the Bible, or who doesn't know about the Bible? Like he's doing some new thing. The problem would come is if the members of Congress were then informing their decisions based on the Bible itself.